Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You serious?
This is How to Kill an Hour! I'm Marcus Brunzi.
I'm Funk Butcher.
Trust me, there's plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Thank you in advance for killing some time with us. Man, what a week I've had, Funk. I feel like I've been working 25-hour days, 8 days a week. And before we press record, I was fucked. But as soon as we press record, I feel like I'm re-energized.
I'm alive.
Knowing that I'm going to be sharing new ways to kill some time with the How to Kill an Hour listeners that have been with us since day one.
Yeah.
And also shout out to you if you were listening to your first ever episode of How to Kill an Hour.
We hit you with that thing. I like to call it the electric iron that they use in the hospital. And they rub it together and they go, clear. What is it called? Tell me, what is it called?
Defibrillator.
That's it.
The defibrillator.
I just call it, it looks like an iron. There's like two irons that they rub together and they put on your chest.
What would happen to your shirt if you hit it with that? Boy. I don't know, but I don't think it'll get the creases out. But if you are a brand new listener and you want to join the tribe and get in on all of the ways that we like to kill some time and also the exclusive things that we like to share with the How to Kill an Hour family, all you have to do is go to howtokillanhour.com/news, sign up to our mailing list, and we will reach out to you. We'll even let you know when brand new episodes have dropped. Because we're just down like that, man. Mm-hmm. We are down like that. Now, Funk, I've been killing time loads of different ways this week. Yeah. But I just got to share something with you first.
Yeah.
I have realized that Mark Zuckerberg is related to a fictional character.
Okay.
This is the only way I can explain why Mark Zuckerberg sounds like Kermit the Frog. This is a younger Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah, we're getting closer to Kermit now. Okay. Yeah.
When we first launched, we were hoping for, you know, maybe 400, 500 people. Harvard didn't have a Facebook, so.
Look at it already. Are you hearing the Kermit?
Yeah. And now we're at 100,000 people. So.
Just to put this in perspective, in case you don't know who Kermit the Frog is, I can get you a clip of Kermit, man. Let's go.
Well, folks, I am here to say that is wrong, or at least self-deceptive, you know?
Is that Kermit getting grilled by the US Senate?
That's Kermit doing a TED talk. In fact, you know what? Maybe he could reply. If I splice this up right, we could get his reply to the Senate.
Hold on. Kermit's got a TED talk.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what searching the internet looking for serious Kermit sayings does to you.
Oh, my word.
So this is, all right. So if I get the Senate to ask the question, then I get Kermit to answer.
Okay, cool.
Let's do you reckon that could blend?
Yeah.
Do you know the political orientation of those 15 to 20,000 people engaged in content review?
Well, folks, I am here to say that is wrong.
Yeah. I think Mark Zuckerberg should have got Kermit to represent him.
Yeah, well, you know.
Would have done a lot better.
I think Kermit's much more liked than Mark Zuckerberg. If Kermit fucked up and accidentally gave away thousands of people's information via Cambridge Analytica, then everyone would be like, it's Kermit, man. Kermit's cool. We can trust Kermit. He taught us to be kind. He taught us our ABCs, yeah? And his friends on Sesame Street helped us like learn how to count and shit like that as well.
Yeah. There's a beautiful meme going around of Mark Zuckerberg in the courtroom, the US Senate, and he's drinking or sipping water very uncomfortably, very unhuman-like. Like, he's been instructed as to how you're supposed to drink in these scenarios and under these certain circumstances and pressures. And it's just the most amazing thing ever, because you've probably never in life ever seen Mark Zuckerberg under that immense amount of pressure. And just seeing him react in ways which are supposed to be very natural to us, supposed to be very human and innate. He struggles with it.
He can't. It's like he's focusing. It's like you're at a family do, and your mum's gone to you, listen, if you put one foot out of line, you're going to regret it for the rest of the year. And this family do's on January the 2nd, yeah? So you're thinking, well, for the rest of the year, I'm going to be in mum's bad books, right? And even when he sips water, it's like his mum's gone to him, if you even drop a drop of that water hits the floor, you're in trouble for the rest of the year. And he's like, bro, I've never seen somebody drink water so uncomfortably before.
I think it's worse than that. You ever seen Men in Black? What is that? What is that character, that cockroach that crawls into the janitor's body
and he starts
to kind of he tries to replicate human characteristics and attributes,
and he's wearing a human skin and rigor mortis is taking effect throughout the movie, so he gets more and more stiff.
That's what he looks like. Mark Zuckerberg looks very, very awkward.
I need some water. Give me water. So that's how I've been killing some time this week. Like I said, if you're a new listener, we kick off the show letting you know how we've been killing some time.
Yes.
Now Funk, you've been killing some time in a most awesome way.
Yeah,
I'm going to share my most awesome way first, if that's all right with you, because it begins with A.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Of course.
Is that a fair reason for that?
Ladies first.
Okay. So you got me.
Gotcha.
You got me again. So I've been taking part in something called Anvio, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's multiplayer madness in a virtual reality world. Now, I literally went down to this brand new VR playground that has opened up in Whiteleys, in Bayswater, Queensway, London. If you know any of those places, this is the area that this is in.
Sounds
now,
very, very cool.
VR usually involves one person, right? Mm-hmm. Go online, you can play with other people online. Cool. Yeah. Sometimes you'll go to VR experiences like we have recently where there's a couple of booths and you can network each other locally, and we're in the same room in VR, but we're in two separate places. Anvio literally put you in a massive room and you explore a VR world together. You are wearing trackers on your arms and feet and on your gun. I'll explain why you've got a gun in a second.
Okay.
I'm doing the same. So if you raise your hand and wave it in the VR room that we're in together, I see you move.
Amazing.
It's like we're actually playing Call of Duty, Fortnite, whatever first person shooter game really you're into or have played. Yeah. It's like we're playing that game together. Now, they had a few experiences that are available. The one that we played in London is City Z, right? And it's a zombie experience.
Okay.
And it lasts for 45 minutes. Yeah. So for 45 minutes, I was in a VR world with a team of elite, well, not elite, I was the elite shooter, I've got to be honest. But you can be with an elite.
Obviously.
You can be in a team of four people. There were just two of us, me and a cameraman at the time. And we literally get to play with close quarters combat with zombies.
Yeah.
You get to shoot rockets. Like, you get to have like shotguns, fully automatic weapons.
Hold on a minute. How did you manage this 45 minutes with zombies and you couldn't manage Resident Evil 7?
Bruv. Do you know what it is? Resident Evil, it's like when I watch horror films. I'll be honest with you, I can watch like, or it's when I watch violence.
Yeah.
So I can watch violence on TV when it's like Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he's like, psh, 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 or Jackie Chan. Psh, psh, brr, psh, psh, huh. Quick neck break I can take, yeah?
I love the sound effects.
You know, psh, 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 like that, yeah? I can tell you that. But when it comes to like movies where they do stuff like they put a guy's hand on the table and hammer each of his fingers one by one.
Yeah.
Technically, a broken neck should scare me way more than a broken finger. But when they take time, you know, like in interrogation scenes when they're like the evil genius pick up a hammer or something and put someone's hand on the table and go, "Where is the money?" And the guy's like, "Oh, please, I don't know what I'm like." Ah! Like that.
Yeah.
That, I can't. Jars me. I'm scared. And Resident Evil was like slow, drawn out, spooky zombiness.
Yeah.
This is like, I'm like,
okay. You could defend yourself more efficiently.
And I wasn't by myself.
Oh.
With a team, with an elite team of me and one other.
Okay.
But you can get up to four people in there. I loved it. I didn't get VR sickness, and I am very prone to VR sickness.
Okay.
Make sure you check it out. We'll put a link to it in the show description, like we do with everything that's our killer bit, and also most of the topics that we talk about on the show. Mm-hmm. And if you'd like to buy a DVD of me doing all of those sound effects, you could. No, that doesn't exist. But but yeah, so AMVO, I really, really liked it, Funk. One more thing before I hand over to you.
Yeah.
The other week I went to a small... well, it's not small. It's actually quite big. A conference called EGX Resd. EGX Expo used to be in London. It's now moved to Birmingham. Mm-hmm. Resd is a London one, where there's a lot of indies there, mm-hmm. but also you get some big, big titles down there as well. Now, Rebellion, they're the guys behind Sniper Elite 4, a game that we like here on How to Kill an Hour, have got a game called Strange Brigade, and they've literally just dropped the new trailer for it. You get to play one of four characters. You each have special powers and weapons and tactics. And the campaign kind of takes you through this 1930s era landscape. And it's kind of like they go all out with the kind of 1930s. I was like, and so
for nearly 4,000 years, an unspeakable evil was buried, deliberately and methodically erased from ancient Egyptian history. Legend speaks of a cruel and murderous dynasty of dark gods and unimaginable barbarity. Disturbed from her nameless tomb, Seteki, the Witch Queen, has risen again. Only one group of heroes can stand against the scourge of Seteki. The Strange Brigade.
The radio broadcast. Okay, cool.
1930s broadcast. And so the Strange Brigade attempt to go into the north of Africa to take over the... That is wicked, man. It's awesome. So I had a little go on it.
Yeah.
I played one of the levels. One of the plots that I was... I think the one I got involved in was an ancient Egyptian ruler called Seteki, I think. Yeah, she's a witch queen. She's so evil... she's been wiped away from the hieroglyphs. That's how bad she is. That's why we've never heard of her before, right? And she's basically raised loads of kind of Egyptian mummies and zombies to come and kill you.
Okay.
And it's like four-player co-op, you and your friends shooting the shit out of some zombies. So that's two ways I've been killing zombies.
Mm.
Strange Brigade and AMVO. That's how I've been killing time this week.
A very zombie-filled week.
Yeah, and when Strange Brigade comes out, I'd like to cover it on the show. It's not out yet. We're going to get the release date soon. I think it's going to be May at some point.
Yep.
Can't wait for it, man.
Talking of zombies, I recently saw the trailer for The Walking Dead, the new game, the forthcoming on PlayStation 4.
Okay.
We're going to put a link up to on the How to Kill an Hour website. But when you see this trailer, I think they're actually pushing the PlayStation 4 graphics card. I think it's going to burst soon.
I thought you were going to say they're pushing that story longer and longer, because that's been fucking going on forever, man.
You know, it has no signs of waning either. Like,
that's never going to stop.
It's going to be one of those series where when it's finished, you're going to have people catching on to it. A little bit like Sopranos, kind of thing, revisiting it and watching it again, and it's going to gain even more of a cult status. So I checked out that trailer that's coming out. I think it might be coming out this year. I'm not too sure, but I'm very excited about Spider-Man that's coming out in the summer. So, talking of games, been playing a game called Hellblade.
Yep.
And the concept of this game is that it tries to create situations of psychosis and paranoia and mental health.
Mental health?
Yeah, like issues of mental health within the game.
Is this the game where it's Hellblade? How do you say it? Senua?
Senua's
Sacrifice.
I think it's pronounced Senua's Sacrifice.
That one a BAFTA, you know that game?
Yeah.
It's one a BAFTA. Very good game. Yeah, go on.
In fact, today, the person who done the soundtrack for it just got nominated for an Ivan Novello. This game, I was very apprehensive about playing this title.
Yeah.
Because the concept of it scared me more than anything. I'd heard about this title. I heard about it from the probably back end of last year.
Yeah.
And the concept, I found it very, very, very interesting. In fact, it made kind of spaces in other news columns because of how unique a take it was, mm-hmm. and the kind of the concept it was pushing the gaming industry in. So I was very apprehensive about playing this title because I was wondering if they were successful in their approach to kind of foster and create the illusion of psychosis and schizophrenia and other kind of mental health issues.
Right.
Did that mean I'll be left with the lasting effects? Were there any side effects of this game that I need to be worried about? When you order this game with Amazon or whatever kind of, from any kind of purchasing site, do you get a free mind that comes with it in case your one breaks in the process?
Yeah.
Kind of, it is very much like that. So into the game, you play Senua, hope I pronounced that right, and she's the main protagonist. And from the start, you're hearing voices, whispers, and it's the nature of the voices and the whispers. They're kind of the overlapping. Some of them aren't really audible. Some of them then become more distinct, and it's the illusion of confusion and complete disorientation that they kind of just bombard you with from the beginning of the game all the way through. So
really,
I literally played this game. I played around about 20% of the title, which is quite a fair bit, and it is very, very, very unsettling. It's an amazing concept to feel like they can achieve this artificially via means of a computer game. The same kind of disorientation, the same kind of paranoia and questioning of self. You would see things in your peripheral and you turn and then they disappear.
Fuck that. Fuck that. That's the kind of shit I can't do. No,
but
no.
But the interesting thing is that this game isn't marketed like a survival horror like Resident Evil.
That's what
it's a million times worse.
That is
absolutely a million times worse.
So you like literally go, so in this game you walk.
Do not play this game in the dark, not at all.
So don't play in the dark.
Yeah.
Were you like wearing headphones or did you have surround, were you with surround sound?
I was with surround sound.
So you're hearing stuff like go.
You're hearing like the ghosts of your relatives or is it, I think it's your partner, and it's whispering to you, and it's people from your clan, and it's like, go forward. It's exactly like that. It's exactly like that.
Like what?
That's exactly.
I can see you.
But do you know the most kind of the brilliant part of the game is the way it takes the illusions of shapes to form keys.
Really?
So what they would do with certain aspects of shadow and light, if you turned the camera or the character in a certain aspect and you directed him, the merge of these different shadows would kind of meld with other aspects of the background, and then you would see an image and that would unlock a door. So it's that kind of that mirage effect of you seeing things which aren't there. They've actually been able to kind of transport that into a computer game.
Okay.
Absolutely fascinating.
I like that.
There's no game like this on the market.
I like that. So you kind of pick up like, oh, okay, I get that. So you would, for example, I don't know. So in another game, you'd have to find a graphic on a wall and push a button and that would open it.
Yeah.
This game, you might not see it from head on. You might have to go like, you know, diagonally and look at it.
Exactly.
Okay. So you... Is the main character, the protagonist, are they actually suffering from a mental illness as well? Is this actually woven into the game?
Yeah, so, I mean, it doesn't kind of use those terms specifically. It would say something like the darkness or the shadow, and for your way to kind of beat the darkness. So anyone who's kind of, I mean, mental health and mental illness has kind of been a wider discussion now in the modern era. So those kind of terms would be relatable even when they aren't using the more elaborate and specific terminology of psychosis or schizophrenia or words to that effect.
Okay.
But they use the analogy of the darkness and you having to clear the darkness, or this is the way you through the darkness, as the kind of the allegory of what you need to kind of get through.
All right, I like the sound of it, man. I find it interesting that computer games are actually exploring different areas of humanity, really. Mm-hmm. So It's interesting, man. But it's not like you're saying, it's not like this isn't something we should prescribe to somebody who's actually, you know, if you've got this is going to help you understand your situation if you're suffering from mental illness. Actually, this is more a game that just kind of explores what it could be like for somebody hypothetically.
It actually kind of made me more concerned as to if you actually have these problems prior to playing this game, is this even really helpful?
Right.
So because it could kind of amplify the problems, as it were. I don't know. Obviously, I'm just speculating.
We are not doctors.
I'm not trying to kind of dog the creative amazingness that is within this game. But this game is so successful at creating that feeling. Wow. I'm just like, whoa.
Did you need a little sit down and a cup of tea after playing it?
Oh, man. I played something like... What did I play afterwards? I had to play something light, like Parappa the Rapper to kind of bring me out of the darkness.
Yes. Oh, man.
Senua took me there. Parappa the Rapper had to take me away.
You had to play Snap.
Yeah, Snap. I had to play Tetris.
I had to play Tetris just to calm yourself down. Even that was too crazy. Right.
Even the crashing blocks used to make me jump when I was playing the Tetris. Yeah.
Wow,
so,
man.
Senua, but out of five, it's got to get a 4.5 out of five.
Really?
Because the ingenuity of this title, again, it's testament to the creative skills and the boundaries that are being pushed within the gaming industry, which, to be fair, the movie world is playing catch up. The movie world is still generic with its titles and its narratives.
Oh,
and
for real.
The kind of games that we're seeing now, and even the game that we're going to be playing very, very soon, Detroit Become Human.
Oh, yeah, believe.
You're not seeing games like that.
Sorry,
you're not seeing films like that kind of match that level of ingenuity and creativeness. So, whoever even thought of making this game, you need to take a bow and a James Brown split, because you're the man.
And you don't just have to take our word for it. I mean, like we said, a BAFTA award-winning game now.
Yep.
Ivor Novello nominee.
Yep.
Yeah, so, you know, this is amazing stuff. All right, well, it's good to know that you give it that rating, Fuzz. Yes. Thank you very much.
Yes. Also.
I'm jealous.
Another one.
Jealousy's coming. All right, let me just play a nice little clip to line you up. I'm so jealous of Funk because he got to check this out, man.
Where am I? That's the clue to what is it? Where am I? What is this, Funk? Where am I?
This is Batman Ninja.
Jeez!
Yes. And realistically, if we could somehow strong arm this within the other DC titles, DC wouldn't get as much flack.
Really?
This could bring up your estimations of the whole DC's ability to create amazing films and amazing content. Their animation side is kicking ass. Seriously. Mm-hmm. There is no question about it. You're not going to hear any detractors out there try and dog the animation side of the DC universe.
And can I just pause you for a second, Funk?
Mm-hmm.
When we say animation, we're not talking about no small boy preteen primary school animation.
No. We're not talking about no Ren and Stimpy drawings.
Let's talk about Ren and Stimpy is kind of adult. That's the I can't believe. Was that actually ever a kid's show? Was that ever on a kid's time? Was that an adult show?
There's a lot of stuff that's kind of slipped under the radar.
Really? I can't
That's
remember.
Why the kids are so messed up now.
But yeah, Batman.
Yes. Batman Ninja.
Ninja.
Batman Ninja. So it's not regular Batman. This Batman, and you have to have a smidgen of knowledge of the DC world, because there's some characters which
I
have to smidge you in, because there's a character in there called Grodd, General Grodd, and he's actually from more the Flash's universe. And General Grodd, if you're aware of him, if you played Injustice 2, I believe he's in there. He's the giant talking ape in there.
Is he the gorilla that does mind control?
Can he
do mind control?
He does. He's just super smart anyway. He's very intelligent, like accelerated IQ and whatnot. But like accelerated apes would do. They would somehow become evil as well. Why is it that when you're hyper intelligent, you have to be evil? Can't you just be hyper intelligent and good? But anyway.
I think it's because people are just intimidated by intelligent people. Whenever I meet an intelligent person, I'm like, nah, you're fucking evil, man. Using all those syllables. Using all of those long syllables, syllables, man. Syllables.
So General Grodd is the kind of, I want to say he's the main antagonist, because what the main antagonist kind of featured within this is the Joker. But who puts them in this mess where Batman is transported back in time to feudal Japan?
Okay, so this isn't just we have a so they've come from now and gone back to Japan.
This is Michael J. Fox meets Batman. Like, we go, yeah. Marty! Marty! So, yeah, Batman is transported back in time to feudal Japan. And in that setting, the Arkham Asylum inmates have been transported back. But because there's some kind of disparity as to the length of time some of them have been there, some of them have been there long enough to establish kind of networks and criminal bases. So if anyone's kind of versed in the history of feudal Japan, I am not, and I learned yesterday, but I'm going to act like I was. feudal Japan were broken up into certain sections, and those sections were ruled by different lords. One lord in this film is ruled by the Joker. One lord, one area is ruled by Lord Deathstroke. One area is ruled by Lord Poison Ivy.
Sick.
One area is ruled by Lord Two-Face. And the final area is ruled by Lord Penguin.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So they've really gone in with the villains.
They've gone in with the villains.
They've really given us a lot.
So I don't want to give too much away.
Yeah.
But that is the kind of setting.
Okay, cool.
Right? The artwork. The artwork and the intensity and the dedication and the... It's incredible. Incredible.
Really?
Seriously. It's made me really, really, really want to kind of pitch and campaign for them to get this as a more as a regular Netflix series. It is that good. There's a lot of legs here.
Really? So you could this become a series or a series of films, maybe a trilogy or something?
1,000,000%.
Really?
1,000,000%.
Okay.
It is that good. Also, the narrative has just the amount of action that you would need and expect in a Batman kind of
How Batman-y in a Batman universe? How Batman-y is Batman? Is he the kind of Batman that we know where he's quite dismissive? Because, you know, I like that kind of Batman. I like the Batman who's never quite pleased with anyone else's attempts, even himself. Is he that kind of Batman?
Well, he's joined.
We've got a super cheesy Batman.
Yeah, he's joined by his regular Bat cohorts. Okay. He's got Catwoman there. Alfred even somehow manages to travel back in time with him. I don't know what he was doing.
Really?
There. Alfred's there. And then you've got Nightwing, Robin, Red Robin.
Oh, shit. They did not mess around.
Yeah.
Okay.
And even the former Robin is there. Red Hood.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So they've really delved in. All right. So you liked it.
But they're all in the kind of the Japanese clothing, and they've been immersed in the culture.
Right.
And even because it's drawn in the anime style as well, you really feel they've gone the full 100 in kind of paying homage to that part of the world.
I like that, man.
Yeah.
That's good. It's all right, cool.
I would give this one, again, a 5.
I think it's out soon. We've got an exclusive. You were at the exclusive screening, so we'll put full details on this out via the link in the show description. Click that and we'll let you know. Are you sure you just didn't really like it because they gave you sushi before the film? And that got you in the mood. Are you sure? Because they do this.
Yeah.
When you go to press events, this ain't a slur, all right? Yeah, hear me out. Yeah. When you go to press events, they do give you a little susong of whatever you're trying out. So, for example, if you go to a zombie event, they'll give you, like, I don't know, zombie cocktails. Or if you go to, I don't know, a Star Wars event, you might have Star Wars themed food. If you go to a Batman Ninja event, they might give you sushi.
Or if they can't be bothered, they'll just give you popcorn. Like, if but this one,
oh fuck all,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. But this one was very, very. Again, they went the full 100. We had the sushi there. We had sake.
Yeah, sake.
Yeah, the sake there as well.
Fucking up with some rice wine. So that rice wine out there, boy.
So they were going in with a full platter of Japanese and kind of infused dishes.
Did that add to your kind of rating that you're about to give this film?
Yeah, man. I had to, I felt myself bowing on the way out and and drinking the tea.
Okay. Yeah. They had tea as well?
No, I'm just
playing. Okay. Cool. So out of five, what would you give this then?
I'd give this a five. Seriously.
A whole five?
I'd give this a whole five because if this was, let's say a live action film, I think people would appreciate the way that they've kind of merged everyone in to this narrative, even though it's very kind of quick, the introduction, but the level of engagement with the fight scenes, there's a bit of comedy in there, you're getting all the characters, all your favourite characters in there, and plus, the way they've done it so stylishly, the way they've dressed, I mean, you need to see Batman in his kind of, the Japanese version of his suit.
Really? Would I like it?
Incredible.
Okay.
Incredible. I'm hoping, because I'm quite an avid player of Batman Arkham Knight.
Yeah.
And every so often they do downloadable content. So
oh, really, Funk? I wouldn't know. Let's be honest with the listener right now. Let's just tell the listener what you do once in a while.
So every once in a while on WhatsApp, what I do is I antagonize Art Markers by sending him lots and lots and lots and lots of videos of the different skins and the different costumes.
Yeah, man.
Car skins and costumes that you can get as downloadable content in the Arkham Knight game, which has been out for about a good 2-3 years now.
Feel like it, yeah.
But they've kept it fresh, kept it current by putting in the 1989 skin, which is the Michael Keaton Batman suit and Batmobile. They've got the Ben Affleck, the one you don't like. I think he looks pretty cool. I like it.
The Batmobile or the costume?
The costume.
Costume's all right. Yeah. My favourite Batmobile is the Keaton Batmobile. I don't know what it is. I like it. Yeah, I think it just looks like...
Really?
Yes!
Do you know what it is? I think when you play the Arkham Knight game so much and you can see that whole tank style of Batmobile that's happened since... Christian Bale onwards kind of thing. We can't go back to that Michael Keaton. That one's, it's too sleek.
I love the sleekness though, man. I thought it was sick. He used to speak to his car well before anyone else did it.
Yeah.
Come get me.
I don't know. He's like, look it up. Oh, that's sick. All right, cool.
But I'm hoping that they get this new Batman Ninja skin as a downloadable content in the game.
So just to confirm,
Fun gives putting it out there.
Fun gives it 5 out of 5, but just know 0.2 of that. Yeah, it's a 4.8. 0.2 of that is the sushi, right? And now, Funk.
Yeah.
Facebook has been under mad pressure at the moment.
Under pressure.
Facebook owns Instagram. Facebook also owns WhatsApp. Now, Cambridge Analytica, we mentioned Kermit the Frog, aka Mark Zuckerberg at the start of the show. This is very interesting because WhatsApp is going to raise the minimum age limit of its users to 16 across Europe.
What? Mm-hmm. Seriously?
Now, yeah, users of the popular instant messaging service used to have to be at least 13 years old, right? But the company is enforcing stricter rules ahead of the introduction of the new data privacy rules in the EU next month, right?
Yeah.
WhatsApp, owned by Facebook, now raising the minimum age for you to have to use it. Now, it's not clear how they're going to verify how old people are because WhatsApp isn't a data mining service in the same way that Facebook is.
Yeah.
Now, it's got 1.5 billion users. It's said it's not going to be asking for any new rights to collect personal information.
Yeah.
But 16-year-olds and upwards are going to be the only ones that are allowed to use WhatsApp from now on.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, Funk, I'm very skeptical immediately about how they're going to enforce current 13, 14-year-olds, even 11-year-olds that are using WhatsApp right now. I don't even know how to stop somebody using WhatsApp, bro. What's your take on Facebook? Is this like a knee jerk because Facebook are just scared because Mark's been literally getting fire from the Senate, who really, in some clips I've noticed, don't really understand some parts of the internet, but they're trying their best to give him some pressure about the amount of monopoly that Facebook has over social media.
Yeah, I think this is Mark Zuckerberg's attempt to kind of throw the US Senate. I mean, it's not just the US as well.
Yeah.
He actually was supposed to come and talk to the UK government, but he parred us. I've had hilarious. There was letters, because obviously Cambridge Analytica is a British company.
Yeah.
So they said, come and talk to us. He said, nah.
He said, no.
And I felt like, I actually took that quite personally, because I felt like, maybe we're not as important as you think we are. You know, you need to cue some like really sad, somber music. Like I felt, I actually felt the pain in the politicians because he bypassed us in a party and he went to go talk to the big boys, the Americans.
Wow.
And when they kind of put him under pressure and he was sipping his water like a lizard man. And I think this might be a quote unquote sacrificial lamb by chucking him some sort of amendment to act as if he's making gains to be responsible. Because I guess this is what this is all about. This is about a man, a very powerful man. No one man should have all this power, as Kanye said.
Real talk.
And he's kind of been a little bit flippant and irresponsible with how he's managed this behemoth Facebook. And when you think about it, he's kind of turned around and said, well, you guys are using it. And the Senate has said, well, that's not good enough. We know we are using it, but we also are aware that we collectively can be irresponsible. So you need to put things in place. So again, he's raised the minimum age limit to 16. But how's he going to do that? You're going to ask questions like, who do you class as old school hip hop? Nicki Minaj, okay, you're not old enough to use it. how does he kind of like sift through and vet? Like, because there's a couple of kids around here, like, they're little, but they got beards.
Get me.
So if they can't remember High Five.
Yeah, that's it. The question should be, what social media did you first sign up to?
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
High Five.
Yeah.
If
you say to the MySpace and they go,
MySpace,
huh? And they go, huh? And you go, get him! Yeah.
She's too young for you, bro. Yeah.
Cut him off.
He's too young for you as well, bro. That's what it is. Yes, man. Bebo, yeah, you're in. Okay, Bebo, you're in. What was another one? High Five, Bebo, MSN Messenger, in.
Oh, yeah. They definitely won't remember that.
Do you remember when Facebook didn't have Messenger? Did you know?
MSN Messenger invented the emoji.
They invented it.
Yeah.
They had rainbows. Yeah. I think I used to have music speakers as my emojis. Yes. You know, I've been saying on the show for a few weeks, months, that I feel like Facebook is tapping my microphone.
Yeah.
I've been in places talking about things and those things have shown up in my shop on my phone, namely a tractor. I am not a tractor driver. Yes. I've never had any interest in buying a tractor, but I was on set on a farm filming some TV stuff and we spoke about tractors that day and I saw a tractor for sale in my phone. I believe, Funk, that microphones are being tapped by Facebook. How do you feel about this, Funk?
I am indifferent because, again, Mark Zuckerberg can always tell us that we're the ones that's talking, we're the ones that don't read the small print, so we've opted into this and it's just like, damn, Mark Zuckerberg would be the master of submission holds because he's got everyone in a four-figure leg lock.
He has. Well,
we're all tapping out at the same time.
I've done some digging around though, Funk, because it's getting to me.
Yeah.
It's getting to me. And there's a lot of news around Facebook which kind of helps you dig at this moment, right?
Mm.
Now, people say, I'm not the only one that feels that Facebook has been listening, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people have seen ads that they feel like they've only just mentioned on that day to a friend.
Yeah.
And Facebook has advertised them. These are the facts, apparently, right? It's all down to very clever ad targeting, apparently. This is what I've been told, right? Even though I have a friend who works on Facebook who said a guy there was like, yeah, man, of course. That's 100% what I've been told. This is apparently what some research
from the Book of Mark.
Yeah, and if you want the full links to this, head to the show description, check this out. Apparently, they know our browsing history because of cookies and trackers, and Facebook has their own in-house one called the Facebook Pixel. Cool.
Okay.
Get it, right? The like button that you use on news websites, that feeds information back to Facebook, right? What you look like when you upload photos, they can use that information.
Facial recognition, yeah.
Where you like to spend your free time, location data, and when you tag yourself in places. Now, this might have got me because I may have taken a picture on that shoot and put that on Facebook.
Okay.
And it was on a farm.
Yeah.
And there were tractors around.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what that was. I was on a farm. And the things that you buy as well, but I've not bought anything off Facebook. I don't buy stuff off Facebook. Okay. I'll just be honest. Yeah. So apparently these are the reasons why. I'm still skeptical. I still feel like if I say BlackBerry into my phone enough times, they're going to be showing me that BlackBerry Curve 9000. If you don't know what that is, then you're too young for WhatsApp. But yeah, man. So now I've given you that information, Fung. Has your indifference changed?
No.
Has the four-figure leg lock loosened?
No, not at all.
All right, cool. All right, fuck it. Let's move on then.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Was actually some information recently in the news about Amazon. Now,
not them as well.
Yeah, Amazon. when you hear this one, yes. So Amazon have decided that they are going to deliver your deliveries to your car boot.
To your car boot.
To your car boot.
Funk. I don't know if I'm pleased about this or not.
Like, I actually saw the the news piece about this today.
One sec, my boot.
Yeah.
What if my car's locked?
This is the thing. So Amazon have said that they won't enter any kind of private parking spaces like garages or underground car parks.
Right.
But this is a way that you ever get those instances where you're not at home and you can't stay in, but you've got a delivery coming,
yeah,
and your neighbours don't like you. You're not really a nice guy, Marcus, yeah, so they won't hold your package for you.
Very accurate, so, Burn Funk. Thank you very much. Like, very accurate. All right.
And you're quite warm to the idea of having your trusted postie leave it behind a pot or leave it under the tyre of your car or in the pretty discreet place where you can find it.
Yeah.
Not giving you one of those silly cards. Hey, we popped round at 10 and we left at 10:00:01 and 2 seconds when you wasn't in and we kind of knocked half and you didn't respond. So sounds we're like taking a, it to the so, depot.
Sounds like
kind
a personal of, situation there, Funk. Yeah. Something you want to tell me. Yeah, this happened a few times, yeah?
Yeah, this really grinds my gears, as you can tell. So Amazon's way of getting around that is saying, hey, leave your car boot open for us and we'll put it in your car boot.
Nah. Do you know how many people are going to be taking a shit in my boot, bruv? Nah, man. No. My neighbours, first and foremost.
Do you know what I'm waiting for? Yeah. I'm waiting, yeah. I'm waiting because you know it's going to happen. The thing is with these ingenious ideas, yeah, they always assume the amazing, great, and wonderful nature of their employees, yeah. I'm thinking one of these days you're gonna come home and you'll be like, where the fuck is my car?
Or you open your boot to get your groceries and then you use
oh man.
Let me up.
Amazon, what are you doing? Yeah, this isn't gonna go too well. And
they're just trying shit. I like it. They're just trying shit.
Yeah.
They tried the store that you go into that you can shoplist from, but they charge you when you leave.
Yeah.
They tried that.
Yeah.
No, not heard much of that since that's really gone.
Yeah.
We've heard heard drones. Yeah. Not really heard much more of that after the talk. Now they're talking about boot. Maybe they just keep on throwing shit at the wall and see what sticks.
Yeah.
Man. They're just throwing stuff at the wall. They're doing well. They've got a bit of money. They're just putting these ideas out there.
They've got a lot of money.
Yeah, they're doing very well.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Would I let someone put stuff in my boot? No.
Pause.
No, but
pause.
Nah, man. Not at least without a conversation first. Buy me a drink at least. Shit, I just can't put stuff in my boot.
Amazon. We put it in your boot.
If you're not back, we put it in the back. Oh, man. I'd be up for a safety deposit box in my house.
Yeah.
And like... No, but someone could still abuse it, man.
Listen, I think... We were talking about the other day that... What was the biggest selling game of all time?
Grand Theft Auto.
Okay. And we were saying that we're probably on the cusp, of a new Grand Theft Auto game, on the horizon, Probably we've kind of hit that 5-year mark. You're probably just developing the new one.
Yeah.
I think this is a ploy. Amazon Grand Theft Auto 6, because... People are going to be stealing cars left, right, and center, and they're all going to be Amazon employees.
All right, Amazon. We got our eye on you here at How to Kill It Now. We'll see how that works. All right? Wow.
What'd you do if you ain't got a car?
Put it in someone else's boot? Nah, that's fucked up. It's too flawed, man.
You can get arrested for that.
It's too flawed. Right, fine. That's just... There's so much wrong with that idea. There's so much wrong with, like, how could it? It's like logistically. Anyway, right. Netflix.
Let's do role play. Yeah. I'm not gonna.
Hey.
Is Mr. Marcus Bonzi?
Yes. Hello.
Can I put it in your boot? This is the part where you slam the door shut. Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
You gotta send the script over as to how you're training your staff to deliver that message. Got a parcel for your boot.
Right. Netflix. Funny, you actually said this. You called this.
I always call it
Netflix.
I can see it to the future.
And movie theaters, right?
Yay!
Now, this may become a reality. According to a report from the LA Times, streaming giant were in talks to acquire the billionaire Mark Cuban's landmark theater chain.
God
right?
Damn,
it's American
good.
Theater chain. If you're from the UK, you may not know of it. Just think Cineworld or whatever, right? Yeah. Odeon. Yeah. Okay. Now, they backed out last minute, apparently due to the cost. Yet, all is not lost as it seems, all right? Mm-hmm. A source from Variety claimed that Netflix weren't just interested in acquiring Landmark specifically, but considering other theatrical real estate. Why would Netflix have movie theaters? Because even though they've turned all of our houses into movie theaters. Now, sources who have spoken to the Times are reporting that the reason Netflix are interested in purchasing theatrical estate is due to wanting to earn the respect it needs from major theatre chains. For too long have they been pushed out of actual award ceremonies saying your films aren't real films. Huh? How big's the stream that they're on? So basically...
So fascinating. So Netflix have got insecurity issues.
As we're all allowed, yeah.
Basically,
what I'm trying to say to Netflix is not the size of your screen, it's the content you deliver. But Netflix, they want to roll with the big boys. And apparently they want their real respect because they have been, I don't know what award ceremonies it was. I think it was...
It's insane you're even saying that. Netflix want to roll with the... Who is bigger than Netflix?
Yeah, they are the big boys. I don't know, man. What have they got? They got 125 million subscribers, right?
Like,
so they are the biggest subscribership on the planet for that. By the way, Amazon have got 100 million.
I'm shaking my head. It's like Hulk having body dysmorphia. Like my muscles aren't big.
Of course he's got body dysmorphia. That's why
Iron
he's so
Man,
angry.
Hulk muscles not big enough.
That's why he is so angry.
Need more gains.
But you know what? They have been fucking around with theatrical releases. Bright, the Will Smith film that you love so that you love and think is great, and I hate.
Woohoo!
That got a theatrical release, and then they are doing other things as well. So we got a guest coming on the show soon who's in a TV show that was co-produced by the BBC and Netflix.
Yeah.
Put out on the BBC first.
Yeah.
And then released on Netflix. Maybe, and films do go to the cinema first and they do make some money. So yeah, maybe they want to get the whole ecosystem. Even if cinema is on the way out, maybe they want to own that whole system and say, right, we want to get money from when the film drops in the cinema to when it goes on our own network on Netflix and onwards forever and ever. Amen.
And it is interesting because I did a little bit of research into this when Black Panther dropped, and I wanted to find out how exactly the cinema economy works. Where is the money made? And you do find that actually putting the picture in the cinema is not the most expensive part. Obviously, once you lease the title from the movie studio, that's one expense. But most of the money is made on concessions. So it was funny because during the whole Black Panther saga, when everyone was going and watching it three or four times to try and push it up the rankings, what some people were doing is that they were bringing their own food.
Yeah, man.
And it was just like they were told by some real kind of like movie buffs that no, the way you push it up the kind of the rankings is by buying the concessions, the popcorn, the sweets, because they actually add. Did you know that?
Nah.
They actually add to the takings of the film.
So if I get an extra large double flavored Slurpee,
you get the big Slurpee, you get the big popcorn, that adds to the movie takings. I didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah.
So if it was a film that's really long, so people have more snacks in it, would that improve my chances?
Yeah. So basically how it works is that what they would do with some of the Star Wars titles, they would keep that Star Wars title in their cinema for a specific period of time.
Right.
And then what they were doing is that, because obviously a cinema ticket is only, it's capped at a certain value. You can't be an extra large adult. So the more money that you would make would be from the popcorn and those other concessions, the sweets and that take. So that was how they would bolster the takings over a period of time by keeping the picture on the in the cinema and then making more money off of the
popcorn.
Yeah.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yeah, so popcorn is big business. Well, I mean, it explains why popcorn and those foods are
so overpriced.
It's so overpriced at cinema.
Apparently, and this is not a fact like what Farm brought to the table, but apparently, once they sell a carton or two of popcorn, they've made their money back from the kernels that they pop.
Yep.
But I wouldn't be surprised.
Yep.
It is delicious, though, for such an overpriced thing.
Yeah.
For like a box of air.
Yeah.
Why is popcorn so... How do you like your popcorn?
Sweet.
I like it sweet at the bottom. Yeah.
Yeah.
Salty at the top. So that, like, I have a dessert at the end. Sick, innit? You're welcome.
Do you know what I'm really liking, though, from cinemas? Hot dogs are really good these days.
Yeah, you go for the footlong.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go for that footlong. Sauce? What sauce?
Ketchup and mustard.
Ketchup and mustard. Yes, my man.
Yeah.
If I was close enough to you, I'd high five you right now, bro. And you know what I'd do? And this is, I don't give a fuck. Press forward 15 seconds. I run the ketchup long way up and down it.
Yeah.
And I do the mustard zigzag. Because I can. It's like I'm making the Flash's uniform on my hot dog.
So it looks like the dollar sign.
Yeah, man.
With the two lines going through the S.
The S, but it's like a really long Z. So it's kind of, it looks like a heart monitor. But that's not as cool if I say it like that. So apparently Netflix aren't getting certain deals at cinemas because they're not doing exclusive cinema releases that don't go to Netflix afterwards.
Yeah, yeah.
That's one of the reasons as well. So I think they just want in on that area of revenue. They want that popcorn money. Who would have known popcorn? You want that popcorn money? That frozen slurpy money,
bro. I think this is a bad move, you know?
They're already in debt. Netflix are in debt. They are investing. They're
speculating to accumulate. That's been their model. They're putting out all this money to new and exciting ideas. We're going to have Stranger Things 52.
Yes.
And we're going to have...
Bring me that. Let's go to the dark side.
Stranger Things 52, where 11 is going to be, what's it going to be? 2011.
It's going to be 2011. We're going to have Brighter. Yeah.
Brighter.
With Will Smith. That's in Brighter, Bright 2. I'm down for this, bro. Yeah. I'm down for this, man.
So, but the problem is that we still haven't, I mean, what's their value? They were valued at, can't remember the figure, but.
Was it like a stupid?
It was ridiculous.
Bajazillion.
Yeah, it was ridiculously high, but that was kind of
trillion.
It was speculative because it was based on them accruing the kind of returns that they hope to from the money they've invested in their original content. So with this, again, they are buying real estate, or because I assume that they actually want to buy the,
yeah,
they don't want to lease it.
Nah, man. Well, now fucking lease what? That's what we do. We lease shit to you $7.99 a month. Fuck that shit. We can come in and buy freehold,
yeah,
baby.
And for me, it doesn't make sense when you have the ability, you've created a system where you've identified people like to watch film at home, and then you're working backwards. You found a niche in the market. You've absolutely hammered that niche, and then you're trying to step out of that niche and trying to compete with the oversaturated world where everyone is going out and watching films out in the cinema.
They just want more
money,
more and more.
There's gonna be a film about it.
More money, more problems. There already is a film about it.
Hey, so they say, baby. Trust me. But we'll keep an eye on it, as we always say here at How to Kill an Hour.
Yeah.
I'm still enjoying Netflix. Amazon Prime.
Hey, come on, man. Like, listen, who's ever mentioned Amazon Prime? You could go a whole calendar year, yeah, and you won't hear those two words together.
Nah,
you might hear
it, man.
You might hear Optimus Prime, you might hear Amazon Rainforest, but you will never hear Amazon Prime together in the same sentence.
They say they've got 100 they said they've got 100 million subscribers.
Maybe one title from Amazon Prime that you know of, an original title for Amazon Prime. I don't know
that one with Halle Berry in it. What was it called again?
The space one.
Yeah, man. What was it called again?
What?
I like that, man.
Okay, just for the listeners' attention, that Marcus says that film that Halle Berry is in, and then he's proceeded to go to his laptop and typing.
That's the one that I've been passively watching this week. That's the one I've been passively watching.
It's so bad it makes you forget.
Oh, man.
Is it worse than Bright?
Nah, Bright's good, man. Listen, I like Bright. Bright's good. It gave me my... It had Will Smith in it.
Yeah. Bright didn't even get rotten tomatoes. Bright got rotten celery.
So I probably don't even qualify for rotten tomatoes, man. But no, I liked it.
Rotten cabbage.
Rotten cabbage. I enjoyed it, man. I like Bright.
So the thing is with Amazon... What's it called? Amazon
Prime.
Optimus Prime. Amazon Optimus Prime... Doesn't that come with the whole package
That's what I was trying to get
at.
I think the 100 million people might be...
They're just shoppers.
It might be the shoppers that, they've automatically signed up. Well, you know, I don't know. It's a good way to skew the numbers.
Interesting.
Right. Frank, before we get out of here,
yeah,
I've got a quick one for you. Super quick one for you. It's quite funny. And Billy's written, he feels like we're living in a movie more and more nowadays.
Okay.
Because Apple is another large company, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it prizes itself on secrecy and the mysterious allure that it has. We don't know what Apple's got until it comes out. Yet me. They manage to keep their phones under wraps.
Yeah.
Now, in a memo that has been leaked... It states that there are 29 people who had also leaked information. So there's a leak about a leak, yeah? 12 of them were arrested. Apple arrest people for leaking their secrets.
Really?
Yes, 12 people have been arrested. They were contractors, supply chain partners. They weren't just people that literally worked in there. So they're like people that are part of the process of making them. Now, there's a lot of people that handle precious and important information on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
But... Is it mad that Apple don't just make people lose their jobs? They face jail time, fines, and like it gets treated as actual thief, like federal crimes. Like these are serious crimes. Is that surprising that Apple does that? I know they're super secret secrets, but I didn't realize they'd like put people in the hole for it, man.
What's the head honcho there? What's his name? Cook.
Yeah, Tim Cook.
Yeah, I imagine him like locking up these prisoners and making them use Windows.
Gives them Windows 95
with a mouse that's actually on a wire, not an air mouse.
Ooh.
Yeah,
makes them use floppy disks to save stuff in a room that's full of magnets, so the floppy disks break all the time.
The computers have still got paint on it.
Oh, well, I like paint. You know, paint was good. Paint was good, and it made me realize how bad I was at art. Because if you can't draw on paint, yeah, you can't even write on paint, you're really bad. I couldn't even write my name without it making sense. So yeah, that's what Apple are doing, man. They are firing people for spreading secrets. Now, I know there's some people out there that would say, hey, the whole allure of Apple, like I said, is the fact that we don't know about their products till they come out. But I could do with a bit of leaking, you know.
Yeah.
I could do with a cheap phone case instead of having to get the Apple one. No, I'm joking, Apple.
Yeah, I mean, if I got arrested by them, I'd literally kick off on the wing, because if I'm locked up on that wing.
What are you in it for, man?
Yeah, and I'm locked up for the fact that I release the fact that next year you're going to do the same thing and release an iPhone. So you're locking me up, yeah, for some... You're locking me up, yeah, because I release to the world that next year you're going to release the same MacBook Pro with no ports on it. And it's got
less ports.
With less
no
ports.
Screen.
No screen.
No
yeah,
keyboard.
And I release that to the world. And that's why you're locking me up. Yeah, I'd kick off in the wing. I'd burn my mattress and start a...
Your mattress.
Yeah, you burn your mattress.
Your mattress.
Yeah, mattress. See what you did there. Ba-dum-tsh. Yeah, and start a little scuffle in the wing.
Okay. Well, I just thought I'd share that with you before the end of the show.
Yeah.
I mean...
They got NDAs for their NDAs.
Oh, you know about NDAs on NDAs. You know what I mean? Some people have an orientation day. They have one day where you just sign paperwork.
They're what's called NDS. Because if you break it, it's your ass.
Your ass on the line.
Ass is mine. NDS.
Federal, man. Federal. Shit. Fucking hell. Anyway, we've killed an hour, man. Yes. I've been Marcus Bronzy. I need to go and sleep.
Me too.
Thank you so much for listening to today's show. Don't forget, you can join the How to Kill an Hour gang by going to howtokillanhour.com/news. The link is in the show description. Also, follow us on all social medias at How to Kill an Hour.
Just for the really, 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 I shouldn't do this, but just for the really, just for the really simple, it's not a SLASH slash. Don't type out slash.
If you wrote slash, I'd be very upset.
Is actually the character.
No, fuck that. If you write actual slash, you don't deserve to listen. Just turn off the podcast. Throw your phone in the bin. I don't know. I ain't got time for you. 2018, when I say slash.
I'm being emphatic.
Forget the empatheticness. Nah. I can't have that. Not in 2018. Not even my mum would say, is it HTTP? No, she doesn't. My mum don't put www dot on the start of website. She just types that shit in raw. howtokillanhour.com/. No, you don't deserve it. You just don't. But we're out of here, man.
We're out of here.
I'll be Marcus Bronzy.
I'll be Funk Butcher.
Plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Thank you for killing some time with us.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.